This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Jean in regards to some of her roses, and we were right at the break, so I know you had some more questions, more comments, so I'd love to hear what you were thinking.
Yes. You had suggested two more shade tolerant roses. One
yep.
was Ballerina and one was Golden Showers.
Golden Showers, yep.
Yep. And I've only used Knockouts.
Okay.
Which are easy, supposedly,
yeah.
but not so easy if you don't get enough sun for them.
Exactly.
So are these so much for Knockouts? Are they insect resistant?
So not necessarily. The thing is, when it comes to growing into the shade with some things, you're more likely to have. That's not the right word. But you could have some issues just based on the conditions. Whereas sun, so you think about it, the shade, if it rains, it takes longer for the rain to kind of dissipate and remove from there. So that opens up the door a little bit for, diseases. Not necessarily going to happen, but it just opens up the door a little bit because of the fact that the rain water can sit there a little bit longer. So it's not as easy. I don't think there's an easy rose out there like the Knockout. You could try... it's like a carefree or a care. Yeah, there's a carefree roses that is like, I would say, and you know, some of those would take a little bit of shade. That might be your closest one that you could use to have like a closest to a Knockout, if you will. It's not going to be identical to it because nothing really is, but it's going to be close.
I also had another question, too.
Sure.
You said to double the amount of rose tone. In other words, when I put the fertilizer on, instead of using a cup and a quarter, I would use 2.5 cups.
No, so what I was saying was if you had two plants, we would have double the amount needed. So what I was trying to explain, and I probably didn't do the best to it, so I apologize, was just looking at a package ahead of time, knowing how much you need. So if you have two roses, you're going to need, for the entire season, a total of 6 cups. So if you have 6 cups per rose, so just double it, which is 12 cups, which then brings it down to, because 1 cup is... 3 cups is 1 pound, And so I was doubling the, because we have two plants. So just follow to a T what Rose Tone says. Don't double it, but just realize it's five fertilizing events versus just a one and done.
So I would be fertilizing about every...
It's once a month. Yeah, once a month. Once a month from May to September. So, say you did it May 1st, every first of the month all the way through September.
Okay. And my next question was, I have an orchid that was given to me, and I've never tried working with an orchid before. Mm-hmm. It's starting to bud again inside, obviously.
Yep.
And but the leaves are very dried out looking. They just don't look healthy.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if it's because the room that they're in is cool.
It could. Could have a little bit to do with it. How often are you watering it, and how are you watering it?
Well, the instructions were a quarter cup every 10 days.
Okay.
I decided to try last month or so a half a cup.
Okay.
They don't look any different. I don't think it's made any difference, although the buds, there are like four buds on it now that are, they're not ready to bloom, but they're definitely, I have four, and I think that helps. I'm not sure. There seems to be too many theories on how much or how little to feed an orchid.
Yeah. So my other question is it in a pot that is aerated so it has kind of has holes on the side, or is it that plastic pot?
It's a ceramic pot, actually, and it doesn't have holes.
Okay. So the... One of the things that could be happening here is orchids like air to hit their roots. It helps them grow better. It just helps them in general. So I think looking at purchasing a specific orchid pot, if you went to any garden center and just said, I'm looking for an orchid pot, they should know what you're talking about. And if they don't, then go to a different store. Because they're not going to give you all the information you need. But look for an orchid pot that has holes in the side to allow air to go through it. The other thing I want you to do is when you're watering it, that once a week or once every 10 days, it needs to be a thorough watering, because what will happen is if it dried out in between at any point, and you water just that half a cup, quarter of a cup, it's not really watering it enough. We want a thorough water. So what I would do is say you're using a cup. Break it down into two waterings. So use a half a cup first. Let the water run through it. Then, once the water has run through it, water it again. That's going to saturate the roots a little bit better for you, the way that your root system on that would want. Because overwatering and underwatering can kind of look the same, right? Mm-hmm. Your leaves start to turn yellow, there's issues, so they can kind of look alike. But I think what's happening here is it's just that you're watering, but not enough. And I think the thorough watering where it's going to soak the root system, and I'm not saying soak it where it sits in water, but enough that it has something, right?
This is not a big plant, by the way. It's not a big orchid.
And that's perfectly all right. But at the same time, we want to make sure it gets a thorough watering. So that's why I said, kind of cut it in half. Right. Don't just do all at once. Allow some of the moisture to absorb into the plant so that the plant has the opportunity to not always be searching for water. Because when we know, like, take, for example, a hanging basket. If you water a hanging basket that is completely dry, usually the water will just go right through and it doesn't stay. Mm-hmm. Now, if your orchid is dry, it's most likely going to go right through. And so what's happening is the water's not sitting there like we're looking to. So that's why I say break that in half, let the water go through, give it a minute or so, then water with the rest of the water. That way it can really hit the roots, get to the plant, which will then get to the leaves, get to the flowers, etc. You could also look at using like a simple orchid food. They have like orchid spikes. They have orchid, like a pump orchid that just puts in like a little foam into the soil. Looking at getting something like that will just give the plant a little bit of a, there's not a lot of fertilizer in it, but it's going to give it a little bit of something. And that's going to help the long term of it as well.
Well, this orchid is not sitting in any kind of soil.
Yeah, no, it's supposed to be in like a bark. It's like a barky mix.
It isn't. It looks like a dried grass or.
Okay. So I definitely think then it is worth for you repotting it.
Okay.
Okay, and that's gonna. Right. I think that'll even help. As much as changing the way you water a little bit. And I think both of those will be huge for that orchid for you, for the longevity of it.
And will Mahoney's do that?
I don't think they repot. You can always ask them. They might do it down there at either one of them. Okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Have a great one. All right, we'll be back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work. For over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And got about a little over a half hour left in the show. So if you have questions, definitely worth giving us a call. We'll be here to answer those questions that you have. And do the best we can to help you out. So, you know, we're having a hard time wanting to say that winter is continuing with the weather we've been having, but next week it'll come back. So anything you do this week, don't go overboard. Don't start fertilizing your shrubs, your trees, anything. We're not trying to push that growth. We are looking to just stay neutral for our plants. And, you know, you might look at it and say, oh, this would be a great time. I could remove the leaves. I could remove this. No, don't do it. Just let your plants kind of be. And you can clean up some of the leaves if the leaves are in the yard, right? And you're saying, oh, I want to get that done. But don't remove them from your plants. Don't remove them from your perennial beds, anything along those lines, because we're still going to get some of that cold weather, and I don't want you guys to have an issue with your plants long term, right? Because that's what could happen here. The fluctuation in temperatures is just so much. It's all over the place. I just want it to make sense. I want it to be like, all right, this is what it is, and we're good. But that's not going to happen. We're in New England. This is our weather. I would say this is why we love the weather here, but some days I don't know. But anyways, any questions today, phone number is 855-660-4261. And we'll be here again next week, normal time, 6 to 10, with any of your questions. In the meantime, you can go to our website at paulparent.com, sign up for our newsletter. This way you're going to scroll all the way to the bottom of the webpage and look for where it says sign up for newsletter. You can sign up there, get more information weekly. Like I said, this week had a good newsletter about blueberries, right? Thinking ahead and what you need to do to get them to be successful. So it's a great article to look at. So if you have some time, you know, definitely go look at it, because I think you'll be thanking us later when it comes to your blueberries. It also had a article about grapes. Good information there to be taken a look at. But, you know, I just want to pass it along because I just think the blueberry article that my father wrote is a good one. Definitely worth the read. And while you're there, if you have some questions, you can always email us. We'll do the best we can to get back to you. I'm having a little bit of a hard time with, you know, not having a lot of time. So I'll do my best to get back to you on some of those questions, but no guarantees right away. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. You know, we're starting to think lawn, right? When we talked with Karen, she mentioned getting a soil sample. If there's one thing you do with the lawn this year is get that soil sample done. You'll be able to know what's going on underneath there and then be able to actually use the right fertilizer each time versus guessing or using too much or too little. The soil sample gives you all that information, and I'd rather you have the information than guess, because guessing when it comes to the lawn or garden could end up burning it, and all your work is just ruined, right? We, you know, there's not a lot of extra income out there right now, so you want to spend your money wisely. And I will say the $30 or so soil test could end up saving you thousands of dollars based on what you do. So it's definitely worth taking a look at and saying, all right, I know it, you know, I'm not getting a lot of results back from this other than what to do, but just realize it's going to save you money in the long term because you might not need as much as you did, or it's just one little thing here to fix it. So if you have some questions, we're here for another half hour or so. It's 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with Soil Moist Granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of Soil Moist Granules. The Soil Moist Granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's Soil Moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA News Update. Super Bowl Sunday here. Whether you're in it for the money, the bragging rights, the commercials, or the snacks, there's something for everyone.
When the match was set 2 weeks ago, the Chiefs-Eagles game opened as pick'em, meaning you bet on either team to win outright. Since then, odds makers have made Philadelphia the favorite by 1.5 points. That half point ensures there are no pushes where the bets are all refunded. At 1.5, if the Eagles win by a point, the Chiefs ticket cashes. Philly wins by 2, Eagles bettors are happy. The other big wager, the total points both teams will score. It sits at 51. In Las Vegas, I'm Richard Johnson.
An unidentified object shot down over northern Canada yesterday, marking the third time in a week that U.S. fighter jets have taken down objects in North American airspace. Norovirus cases are on the rise in the U.S. The CDC says wash your hands with soap and water to keep it from spreading. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Got a couple calls on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Shirley's in Keene.
Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I'm calling about an amaryllis that was given to me a few weeks ago. And it's all in bloom. And I was wondering, I don't know much about them at all. And it's sitting onto like a wire bottom, and the whole bulb is covered with a material. And I don't know if I should take that off when the flowers die, or what should I do?
Now, that material, is that like a waxy coating?
No, it's like a velvety material.
Okay. Because there are some now that have like a wax coating that goes around the whole thing.
Yeah.
If it's a wax coating, those would be ones that you kind of just toss. But this one is something that you could actually hang on to.
Uh-huh.
So I would say you could probably take that off of it, right? Once it's done flowering.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Because you don't want to disturb anything at this point, like the root system or any of that. You kind of just want to let it do its thing. But you want to eventually get that off of there. So definitely worth doing, right? Just not yet. We're looking to do that once it's done flowering. The flower has kind of died back. Once the flower has died back, make sure you cut the flower stem down to about the base of the bulb.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and get rid of it. Leave the leaves.
Right.
You don't want to remove the leaves. The leaves are okay to stay. From there, you kind of let it do its thing for most of the season, right? In a bright area. You'll water regularly. You don't have to do a lot of fertilizing, but you can do it maybe once a month. Right? You can even bring it outside once the threat of frost is over. Okay, so probably end of May, you could bring it outside if you'd like and let it kind of just sit out there. You know, it's looking to get a minimum of about 6 hours of sunlight a day. And then from there, you let it sit until fall. And before it freezes, before like any frost hits, you want to make sure you bring it in. Because this is not a bulb that enjoys the cold weather by any means. Okay? And then you're going to actually need to force it to rebloom for you. And it sounds harder than it actually is.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So you're going to have to put it in like a cool temperature period for a little bit. Like I said, it doesn't like the cold, but it wants the cold where we can control it. So we're looking in an area that's going to be a cool, dark location, about 55 degrees, maybe 50 degrees.
Yeah.
So it's about an 8 to 12 week span. So you don't need to take it out at certain times. You just leave it in a cool, dark area for 8 to 12 weeks. You don't water it. The only thing you do is once the leaves become yellow, you can remove them.
Okay.
Okay. Just here and there inspect the bulb, make sure nothing's rotting or anything along those lines. But you don't need to do anything. You don't need to water. You don't need to, you just leave it.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And so once that 8 to 12 week span is done, you bring it back out, you start to water it, start to put it in the sunny window, and the plant wakes up and starts going. And about 4 to 6 weeks later, that's when you'll start to develop a new flower. So it can be done. It's just a few steps. It's like I said, it sounds more than it is, but it's really, it kind of leave it alone for most of the year.
Right, yeah.
So it's nice and easy. It's not a hard one where you're doing like seven different things. Like this holiday you have to do this. This holiday you do this. That's not like that with this one at all.
Now, do they have little bulbs on the root?
Some will. Some can grow like little bulblets, right, where they will get... that you can actually remove at some point. You want it to get about a third of the size of the main bulb before you remove it, but it can be done.
Okay.
And not all of them get it, but the ones that do, you can just repot them. You know, repot the new one and start basically like it would be a brand new one for you.
Okay. Everybody tells me I have a green thumb. I can grow anything, and I still got a geranium and different plants in the house here on the table in the living room window. And
perfect.
They're doing good.
Well, this one should be no problem for you. It's one where you can kind of set it and forget it for a while.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay.
All right, Shirley, you have a great rest of your day.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Nathan, we got a couple more calls on there.
Catherine's a Tewksbury.
Catherine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. Before I get to my question, just wondering, how is little Mary Teresa?
She's doing awesome, although I could use a little more sleep, but she is doing amazing. It's great. She's got two big sisters who just adore her. And so if we have a second away, they are there to take care of her, and she's doing awesome. So I appreciate you asking.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm happy for you and for your family.
Thank you.
A little add-on on the soil testing. I desperately need to do it, but A, for my garden, but also for my lawn, I have a whole patch that just isn't doing well.
Yep.
Where exactly do you do the testing? Do you do it on a poor site, or can you do it in other areas? I just don't know where to.
Well, so for you, if you have a garden, vegetable garden, and then you have the lawn, I honestly would do two separate, because we're looking at two separate things to do sometimes. The lawn, what I look at doing is I take the four corners of the lawn and then one directly in the middle. And the soil that you want to get out, you're going to put the shovel into the ground, all the way into the ground. And the soil that you're taking is from the bottom of that shovel. So it's about 6-8 inches down. We're not looking for the top. We're looking about 6 to 8 inches down. And what that's going to do is give us a better idea of what's going on down there. And what one of the things that I recommend doing is actually getting more than you need, right? Getting in like a 5-gallon bucket and letting it sit. Because early in the spring, the soil is going to be wet and heavy. You're not going to, you know, you don't want when you send it out to be so wet and heavy that the shipping cost just to send it out is going to be a bunch, but B, there's so much moisture in it, you can't get a great read. Now they do add moisture to the soil as when they're, testing it just to kind of get a better consistency, but we don't want to have too much water in it. The water that they're going to use is a very alkaline, neutral water. Whereas if we use a tap water, it could have something from the city, you know what I mean? So that's why we don't want the water sitting in there. So usually what you do is just take like a bucket, let it sit in the sun for 24 to 48 hours. That'll dry it out a little bit. And then that's when you would send it out. But I would do, like I said, 4 corners in the direct center. But we're looking at a deeper than just like the tops. We're looking to go about 8 inches down.
You know what? That's wonderful. I had no idea. So
yeah,
that's really helpful.
There is a lot to it, but it is so worth it when you get all the information. Because then you're going to just save time, effort, money long term. Because you know what you're using it for and how much you need. And then also, when you go to a garden center, the majority of places should be able to tell you. And you're in Tewksbury. If you went to the Tewksbury Mahoney's, they'll definitely be able to help you with the soil sample. If you have the soil sample and you bring it to them, they can look at it and get you exactly what you need.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
All right, Catherine,
enjoy
you have
day.
A great
thank
rest you of your day as well.
Help.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number is 855-660-4261. But we got 2 more calls on the line, so it might be just enough. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Greg's in Keene.
Greg, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello. I had, about 8 years ago, planted 4 alpine spruce in front of the house. And I have to say that they have, over the last 8 years, every year, kind of deteriorated. I've covered them, and I'm talking about strictly the winter. I've covered them. I've used special burlap. I've used burlap. I've used these breathable bags. I've fertilized them. But they are deteriorating. They go brown on, and it all seems to be on one side. That one side, by the way, happens to be the side that doesn't get direct sun during the course of the day. So I try and keep snow off of them. But again, all these coverings haven't really worked out. So I'm at a point where they don't repair themselves. They certainly don't come back very well. I'm going to pull them out in the spring. And I want to know, is there something else you recommend that has that nice kind of conular Christmas tree shape to it? Because these alpine spruce don't seem to be working out.
All right, and you're looking for a green, or is the color really? Because there are some out there, like there's a white spruce, right? The white spruce is a nice bluish green to it. That will take some of that exact area that you were discussing. There's a white fir, right? So there's the concolor fir, which is one of my favorites out there as a cool needle branching to it. Will stay, shaped the way you're looking for as well.
And that is called a white fir.
So there is, the white fir, the concolor fir.
Yeah.
Right. And the needles are a little bit longer. They're not sharp. They're actually kind of soft. So it's a nice, and it's got a nice bluish green tinge to it. It's a really nice looking tree. One that I would say is pretty good. If you're looking to stay in the spruce family, you said it was an alpine fir, alpine spruce. I'm sorry.
Alpine spruce. Yes, I'm looking more concerned to kind of keep that nice conular shape. Yeah.
Okay. You could look at like a blue spruce, but maybe if you're looking for it to stay a little bit smaller, maybe look at some of the different varieties that they have out there. It'll come to me during the break. So if you hang tight on the other side, I'll give you a couple names of some spruces that could go in the same area that you're looking for. So hang tight, everybody else. I'm going to take a break. I will be back in a few.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Real quick, I know Greg dropped here, but I just want to throw out the couple trees that I was thinking about. I did say the white spruce, Serbian spruce might be nice, Norway spruce, and then if you want to go really small, dwarf Alberta spruce. Stays always conical like you were looking for. Anyways, let's get to the next caller. Nathan, who's up next?
Colleen's in Cape Cod.
Colleen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi.
Good morning.
I apologize. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I apologize if it's a duplicate question. I have, like, daffodils and stuff coming up because they think it's spring. Should I cover them with some leaves or compost or something?
I would do as much as you could to cover them. The bigger thing is, it's to slow them down a little bit so that they're not thinking it's completely spring yet.
Yeah.
What it's also doing is will help them last a little bit longer because of it. So definitely cover them up the best you can. You're going to – you'll see a difference. It's just going to – it's going to take some time to do, but it'll be worth it in the end.
Is newspaper a good kind of cover?
I wouldn't use the newspaper myself. I'd be more into anything that's already there. You could use mulch. You could use leaves, whichever. And I think you'd be fine that way.
Is any chance it's because I didn't plant them deep enough?
No. It's just the weather has been so just schizophrenic right now that it's like, what day is it? What month is it? It just... they don't know any better, and this is just our way of helping them kind of just chill out a little bit to get further into the season.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm concerned with global warming, but I got to say, I really enjoy the warm weather.
Understandably so.
No shoveling.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, and I really enjoy your program.
Well, thank you. You have a great rest of your day, Colleen.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, so it's one of those things that's happening right now, right? We have a lot of warm weather, and so our plants just don't know what's going on. And so we need to do something to help them and keep them from having issues during this crazy period of warm that we're having, right? So just adding leaf debris, adding compost, adding mulch, something to the soil right now over your plants is going to help them with the longevity to be, any of the bulbs that are starting to pop up. Because it's happening. They're popping up in different areas. We just need to help protect them and keep them going for longer. This isn't just about for this year. This is more about for the longevity of the plant, right? Because if it has an issue this year, it's more likely going to have an issue the next year. And a lot of bulbs are a couple seasons worth of growing. And if you hurt, the weather hurts them, they're more than likely not going to come back the next year for you, and then you're going to have to start over. So protecting them the best you can is so, it's easy to do, and it's worth it long-term for your plants. So definitely take a look and see what you can do to help them out, because they can't do it themselves, right? But they sure are nice right now. It's just a little bit too early. We want to wait just a little bit more. Anyways, that's going to pretty much wrap us up for today. I appreciate all the calls we had. We will be back next week with more great information on what to be doing in the garden. It'll be one more week closer to spring. We're not far, but we still aren't there yet. Next week, they're talking cold weather, so get ready for it. Not this week, but the week after. Get ready for a nice warm week this week, and your plant's starting to wake up a little bit, but not necessarily a good thing. Let's try and keep them protected and keep on keeping on with them. So next week we will be back, like I said, with more of your gardening questions. So feel free to call us next week at 855-660-4261. Like I said, hold on to that number. So next week you can call early. We start at 6 a.m. and 4 hours. So we have plenty of time to answer your questions. Just give us that call. But like I said, we're going to wrap it up. Done for the day. Be back next week. As always, love for you to get out there. Don't plant something outside today, maybe inside. But get out there. Be good to each other. We're all we got. And I will definitely speak at you next week. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see ya.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.